Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 44, Rath Yatra, Episode 26. Lord Chaitanya's Rath Yatra Drama, Part 2. After hearing Srimati Radharani's statements, Lord Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan was evoked, and Krishna's body and mind became very much perturbed. After hearing of their love for him, Krishna immediately thought himself to be always indebted to the residents of Vrindavan. Then Krishna began to pacify Srimati Radharani as follows. "My dearest Srimati Radharani, please hear me, for I am speaking the truth. I cry day and night simply upon remembering all you inhabitants of Vrindavan, and no one knows how unhappy this makes me. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, my mother, my father, cowherd of boyfriends, and everything else, are like my life and soul. And among all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, you gopis are my very life and soul. Among the gopis, you, Srimati Radharani, are the chief. Therefore, you are the very life of my life. My dear Srimati Radharani, I am always subservient to the loving affairs of all of you. I am under your control only. My separation from you and residence in distant places has occurred due to my strong misfortune. When a woman is separated from the man she loves, or a man is separated from his beloved woman, neither of them can live. It is a fact that they live only for each other. For if one dies and the other hears of it, he or she will die also. Such a loving, chaste wife and loving husband desire all welfare for each other in separation, and they do not care for their personal happiness. Desiring only each other's well-being, such a pair certainly meet again without delay. My dear Radha, you are my most dear, and I know that in my absence you cannot live for even a moment. So just to keep you living, I worship Lord Narayana. And by Narayana's merciful potency, I thus come to Vrindavan every day to enjoy pastimes with you. I then return to Dwaraka Dham, and thus you can always feel my presence there in Vrindavan. Our love affair is more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving the grace of Narayana. And this allows me to come there unseen by others. So I hope that very soon I will be visible to everyone. Already I have killed all the mischievous demons who are enemies of the Yadu dynasty, and I have also killed Kamsa and his allies. But still there are two or four demons living, and I want to kill them. And after doing so, I shall very soon return to Vrindavan. Please know this for certain. It is because I only wish to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the attacks of my enemies is why I remain in my kingdom. Otherwise, I am indifferent to my royal position. Whatever wives, sons, and wealth I maintain in the kingdom are only for the satisfaction of the Yadus. O Radha, your loving qualities always attract me to Vrindavan. Indeed, they will bring me back within 10 or 20 days, and when I return, I shall enjoy both day and night with you and all the damsels of Brajabhumi. So while speaking to Srimati Radharani, Krishna became very anxious to return to Vrindavan. Krishna then made Radha listen to a verse which thus banished all her difficulties and which assured Radha that she would once again attain Krishna. Mayi bhaktir hi bhutanam amritakvaya kalpate dishtya yad asin mat sneho bhavati nam mad apanaha. Devotional service unto me is the only way to attain me. O my dear gopis, whatever love and affection you have attained for me by good fortune is the only reason for my returning to you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit in his room with Swarup Damodar and taste the topics of these verses day and night. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced completely absorbed in ecstatic emotion. While looking at the face of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and recited these verses. No one can describe the good fortune of Swarup Damodar Goswami, for he is always absorbed in the service of Lord Chaitanya with his body, mind, and words. The senses of Lord Chaitanya were identical with the senses of Swarup Damodar. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to become fully absorbed in tasting the singing of Swarup Damodar Goswami. In emotional ecstasy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes sit on the ground and, looking downwards, would write on the ground with his finger. But fearing that Lord Chaitanya would injure his finger by writing in this way, Swarup Damodar would check Lord Chaitanya with his own hand. Swarup Damodar used to sing exactly according to the ecstatic emotion of Lord Chaitanya. Whenever a particular mellow was being tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar would personify it by his singing. Recorded June 14, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Navayache rajyam na chakanaka manika vibhavam na yache hungram yang sakala jana tam yang varabadhu sada kale kale pramatha patina gita charito Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me. Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me. Navayache Rajam na chakanaka manitya vibhavam na yache hungrang yang sakala jana kamyang varavadhum sada kale kale pramatha patina gita charito Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. Navayache Rajam Nachakanaka Manikya Vibhavam Nayache Hungram Yang Shakala Jana Kam Yang Dara Vadhum Sada Kale Kale Pramatha Patina Gita Charito Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I do not pray for a kingdom. I do not pray for gold, rubies, or wealth. I do not ask for a beautiful wife, as desired by all men. No, I simply pray that Jagannath Swami, whose glories Lord Shiva always sings, may be the constant object of my visions.